Hey everyone, this is Dave Denniston and welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt and taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, with a love of fantasy books and funk, and a hatred of running more than 3 miles, Dave Denniston.
Okay, welcome back. So glad that you are here, you guys. Let me tell you a story. Last October, I had the joy of celebrating my parents' retirement. It was an amazing, amazing moment I had to share with them. After all, they've worked so hard and so long, they deserve it. And as a matter of fact, I flew halfway across the country from Bloomington, Minnesota, all the way out to Iceland, New Jersey to help them pack, to help them move back to Dallas, Texas, and then unpack. As a matter of fact, there was no way I was going to let my nearly 70-year-old parents do all this crazy physical labor. Wasn't going to happen. And I was so glad I did, because they probably would have broken their backs. Anyhow, during the unpacking process, my parents stumbled across a book. It was The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. They sent it home with me, and boy, I was so glad that they had brought it, because there were so many nuggets in this book. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, this is a classic that belongs on all of our bookshelves. And I know I'm going to be referring to it from time to time. It's one of those books you can relate to, and you can pick up some vital tools for where you're at now. And then time goes on, and you learn, and you grow, and you evolve, and you have more life experiences, and a new concept, a new idea, when you read the book again, jumps out at you, because you can relate to it better. You can relate better to this particular section or chapter. And while sharing leadership from Financial Guy might seem a little strange, let me quickly explain why I chose to share this with you. For me, the Freedom Formula for Physicians, it isn't just about money or finances. No, hey, no doubt, finances are certainly a cornerstone of this process, but there's more. The Freedom Formula is a way of life. It's about experiencing a liberated lifestyle. This means having financial freedom and time freedom. The book by John Maxwell reveals a great deal of ways and a lot of hard work that it could take to achieve time freedom. Now, all that being said, there are 5 particular laws that spoke the most to me. Would it be okay if I shared them with you guys? All right, sweet. Well, rule number 1, the law of the lid. The essence of this message is that your leadership ability determines your level of effectiveness. Basically, what this is saying is there is a cap on many leaders or would-be leaders. And for me, what really hit home is you can be fired up, you can be fully dedicated to success, but your leadership ability is what can increase or undermine your effectiveness. And in the chapter, Mr. Maxwell cites the example of the McDonald brothers. They founded a great company based on a simple model, simple menu, fast service. They were awesome operators of a restaurant. He cites they understood how to run a restaurant, how to make their systems efficient, how to cut costs, how to increase profits. But they weren't leaders. They were efficient managers. And they knocked time and time again against the law of the lid as they wanted to franchise, but couldn't do it on a large scale. Instead, it took another gentleman, Ray Kroc, to turn McDonald's into the global monster it is today. Now, for example, over their career, the McDonald brothers were only able to sell the concept to just 15 buyers. And of those 15 buyers, only 10, that's right, only 10 opened restaurants. And in a mere 4 years, when Ray Kroc came on board from 1955 to 1959, he succeeded in opening 100 restaurants. 4 years after that, there were 500 McDonald's. Isn't that crazy? Exponential growth. And so what was obvious here is there was a lid on the McDonald brothers' leadership ability, and it was inhibiting their growth. And I don't know about you, but for me, it's a troublesome question because I was asking myself, well, what is my lid? What am I doing to limit my effectiveness? What can I be doing to be a better leader? Well, what about you? Where is your lid? What are you doing to expand your leadership? The other law, number two, that I got out of this was the law of E.F. Hutton. And just simply the summarized law is this. When the real leader speaks, people listen. And I know for me, having been an Eagle Scout and Boy Scouts and captain of the track team and various other leadership positions in my career afterwards, this is an area of struggle for me personally. And I know many newly practicing physicians who are thrust into the spotlight, like I've been, we can feel a bit like a deer in the headlights. Our eyes, they're fixed on this car that's just about to slam into us. And a huge takeaway for me in this chapter is when you're put into a leadership role in a new environment, you have to find out who the real leader is, because it's not you. In a practice, this could be a nurse or a practice manager or a tenured practicing physician. The questions we want to ask ourselves is, who are people paying attention to? Who has the respect? Then how can we get that person who has the real power, who is the real leader, how can we get them to be on our side for them to present our point of view? Now, to be honest, you guys, this is not something I've mastered yet, but at least now it's something I can be more aware of. As a matter of fact, I love the quote from this book. If you see a disparity between who's leading the meeting and who's leading the people, then the person running the meeting is not the true leader. Now, rule number three, the law of respect. Now, simply this, you guys, people naturally follow leaders stronger than themselves. He cites that people don't follow others by accident. They follow individuals whose leadership they respect. My favorite part of this whole chapter talks about how leaders could get ranked on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 is the strongest, 1 is the weakest. If there's someone who is an 8 in leadership, they don't go and look for a 6 to follow. That 8 in leadership is going to naturally follow a 9 or a 10. So here's the question, you guys. How would you rank your leadership ability on a scale of 1 to 10? What are your natural abilities? Who are leaders that you would rank as 8, 9s, or 10s? What can you learn from their leadership styles? What did they do well? What did they do poorly? What are you going to do to improve the weaknesses that you have as a leader? Rule number four that I got out of this was the law of the inner circle. Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever heard of a mastermind before? The principle here is that a leader's potential is determined by those closest to him. Napoleon Hill is another one of my favorite personal development books, who wrote Think and Grow Rich. It emphasized the power of being around like-minded people that are holding one another accountable and sharing ideas and improving consistently. In addition, within our organizations, John Maxwell emphasized that leaders should have 5 types of leaders around them in their inner circle. People with potential value, positive value, personal value, production value, and proven value. And I never had thought before this book how important it was for leaders to raise other leaders. And this has this multiplying effect. And now that I see it, I understand. I mean, I know that sometimes we can feel threatened. We can feel sucked into this black hole of organizational politics. Yet this opened my eyes that the power is in raising others up in addition to improving ourselves. And that leads us to rule number 5, the law of empowerment. Only secure leaders give power to others. Now, at the beginning of this chapter, they talked about the sad story of Henry Ford, how he raised leaders that constantly undermined one another. he actually even crushed the heart of his own son, Edsel, who sadly died at a fairly young age. And I love this quote from Teddy Roosevelt: "The best executive is the one who has sense to pick good men to do what he wants done, and then the self-restraint enough to keep from meddling with them while they do it." Easily said, right? But not so easily done. It takes a ton of self-control. I am working on this, and it is really hard. So there's 16 more laws, you guys, in this book. I'd love to know, have you read it? If not, are you going to pick it up? What other books have you read on leadership? I'd love to hear about them. Make sure to email me, send a comment, go to www.drfreedompodcast.com. Let me know some of your favorite leadership books so I can share them with the audience. Well, for the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Make sure to slash your debt and taxes so you too can live a liberated lifestyle. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Make sure to check in again soon. Hey, this is Dave Denniston. I hope you liked today's episode. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you did like it and you want some more ideas on achieving financial freedom, visit the podcast website at www.drfreedompodcast.com. That's www.drfreedompodcast.com. And when you subscribe to my newsletter, you'll get a free copy of my ultra-popular ebook, 10 Critical Mistakes Doctors Make With Their Money. Go ahead and check out www.drfreedompodcast.com and snag a copy of your ebook now.